While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
He leans to the right politically. And because his back hurts, the Regular Joe Show.
That sounds like a liberal's dream. Money for nothing and the chicks for free. I'm just putting Hunter Biden would be up. That's a Hunter Biden theme song, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Gigante, your regular Joe, here with you at 10:27. Very short segment. We're going to have on with us next Janelle Branchen, chair of the Campaign and Elections Committee, to talk about the hearing that went on yesterday that she chaired, as well as to bring up some of this ridiculousness going on with her and the lawyer situation now with Timothy Rantham, with Voss pulling his staffers over a lack of fealty. The hell with the truth. We don't need the truth. You can't handle the truth. You know, that's where we are with these things. That doesn't matter. What matters is Voss's narrative. This should be an outrage. This should not be a Republican in the assembly that doesn't speak up. Now, be sure, none of them are going to speak up. I'm going to be honest with you. If any member of the assembly issues a statement condemning what Voss has done, besides Rantham, I'll be shocked. I'm just being honest. I'll be shocked. But they should all do it, and the state senators should as well, because this is proof this guy doesn't want to do anything about taking care of the state and the constituents. Because, by the way, the people hurt the most by this decision, by this action, are the constituents in Timothy Rantham's district. Every one of them should be calling Voss's office, demanding the restitution of his staff and Voss's resignation, plain and simple. Matter of fact, one of our regulars wrote in and said, hey, question, there's a bunch of us out here who could volunteer, right? We're either retired or unemployed, whatever it might be, but qualified people that would be willing to help Timothy Rantham and volunteer their time. I haven't spoken to Rantham, but I think that's a great idea, and by all means, reach out to him and get his info. And he's probably answering the phone because, you know, he doesn't have someone to do that right now. So LEGIS, legis.wisconsin.gov, and you can get all the contact information you need for every member, including Voss, but you could call Rantham's office, send him an email, whatever, and let him know. And this is the kind of thing we should do, or maybe we can do, you know, I don't know what the legality is, if money can be donated and then he could hire somebody on his own dime. I'm sure that's somehow not allowed. And to answer the questions I've been getting on this, yes, apparently, as the role of the speaker has been defined right now, he has the power to do what he's done. Doesn't mean he should do it. As a matter of fact, I'd argue, obviously, he shouldn't be doing it. But again, here's what you have to see. This week, Voss continues to expose himself for being the self-serving, narcissistic fool that I've always promised you he was.
Is the Regular Joe Radio Show.